Joining us today on VFL In Focus from Geelong is midfield star Ben Raidme. G'day, Ben.
Hey, how are you going?
Going very well, thanks. Thanks for coming on. Now, Ben, it's been a very big journey for you over in the last 12 months, and great to see that finally you're back out on the field and a successful return last weekend.
Yeah, I was pretty wrapped to be out back with the boys again. I guess it's been a long time coming since 2013, I think, the last time I played. So, I've really enjoyed it, albeit the result. Footscray gave us a fair old touch-up, but I just really enjoyed every minute out there.
Always good to get back out and do something that you really love. And I suppose over that last 12 months, it must have been a real difficult time for you. Did you, the recovery, how was that? And at some stages through your recovery, did you actually speak to anyone for a bit of mentoring to, I suppose, get some key advice, you know, coming back from such a serious injury?
I guess early on, you experience a whole range of emotions. I was pretty shattered, honestly speaking, just first up, and as most people that do their knee would be. And the recovery itself, it was fairly straightforward. It was, you know, the only real difficulty I experienced was an infection early on where I just went back in for a clean-up. But in terms of the recovery itself, yeah, there were some really challenging moments. And I guess I was in a good place being at the Geelong Footy Club to do or be a part of the recovery, and was able to bounce some conversations and ideas off other players, for example, Dan Menzel, whose knee issues are well documented, and Nathan Vardy, who did his knee a week before mine. I was able to bounce ideas off them and just chat about it, talking through all things recovery, I guess, and also a lot of the coaches around the club at the time were really supportive, and you know, got me in for some little coaching sessions or joining in on some weight sessions in the gym. So I was in a great place and felt really supported throughout it. So yeah, and that definitely aided the recovery process hugely.
Perseverance, it's been a big part of your career so far in the VFL, because back in 2013 you played a great season. You're in the team of the year. Unluckily, not selected in the grand final, but also to get your career up and running. You know, it took a few opportunities to come back and forth to say, look, I really want to play at the VFL level.
Yeah. Now, look, I don't want to make it a hard luck story or anything, because I feel very fortunate to be playing VFL. But, yeah, I guess early on I tried out twice for the Cats VFL list and didn't make the cut twice, and wasn't until the third time lucky with Dale Amos coming on as a coach, and he gave me a chance and made me realise I had a few things to work on, which I really bought into, and that was just really improving my endurance mostly to get to that next level. But yeah, definitely experienced some highs and lows, I guess, and yeah, was wrapped to make the list initially, was then wrapped to be playing in 2009 when I did make the list, and from there kind of just tried to improve each year. And yeah, I've experienced a few negatives, I guess, or a few downs, including the grand final and a shoulder reconstruction in there as well. So I guess it's taught me a lot about football, but hopefully I've learned a lot and hopefully improved me as a person as well. I'll look at the positives from it, and was able to improve some facets of my game, but also myself just as a person.
Ben Raidme, our guest on VFL In Focus. Paul Hood, the new coach of the Geelong VFL side in 2015. What's Paul brought to the playing group this year? Because there's been a lot of changes at the Cats over the pre-season. You had a couple of players come and go, and Dominic Gleeson being one of those players. You've had a couple of retirements, but you've also been able to bring in some experience too from a couple of competitions. Ryan Williams from the SANFL, Jackson Sheringham, and Matt Farrelly from Bendigo. So you've been able to go out and recruit some very good players as well.
Yeah, we have. And Hoodie has just been, he's fantastic. I've really enjoyed him being the coach of the VFL. He's been around for a few years now, just in a development role, but now obviously he's got the full reins. And I guess as a coach, coming from a teaching background, he's just his strengths are communicating with his players, obviously. But I know it sounds corny, you feel a sense of empowerment with his coaching, whether it's him giving you a little extra role or just speaking to you individually, a training or a little text message here and there, just which I'm sure he does with all the players. I reckon he's a great coach, and he's established a lot of good relationships with individuals throughout his playing and coaching career, and a few of those guys were able to come across, in particular Ryan Williams, who I think from what I've read, he played with him back at St. Joseph's quite a few years back, and brought him back from the SANFL, and Ryan's been great. He's one of our leaders at the club. He's hard at it. Although he's injured at the moment, he'll be great to see up and running, and obviously getting Shez back full time, which it was always around anyway. I guess it just adds even more experience to our list, and as you mentioned, Matt Farrelly, he's been great, a great addition. He provides a lot of pace and skill from the half back line, but he's also just a great person to have around the list. He's always up and about, but yeah. Along with those guys, Hoodie's really developed a lot of the guys from the local leagues and juniors that he's worked with in the past, and yeah, we've got some fantastic talent and good people around the list, so it's an enjoyable place to be this year.
Where do you think there's probably one or two key areas where, as a team, over the last few weeks you've just reviewed to say these are the areas we've got to get better as a group?
Yeah, we spent a bit of time reviewing the Footscray game, and there was definitely patches where we were playing well and were, I guess, really matching them competitively. However, yeah, it did highlight some areas that we do need to work on, including just a simple work rate mindset thing. The Footscray boys are a really hard running side, and really get their midfielders back into the back line, and yeah, assisting their backs, and really taught us a few things about work rate, and also I guess what hurt us a little bit is our skills on the day and not being prepared, I guess, to take a few risks, and just when the pressure was on, falling back onto playing safely, which going up against the reigning premier, it plays perfectly into their hands. So yeah, we would have liked to see us back our skills a bit and take a few risks, and hurt them on the scoreboard that way. So yeah, a few things for us to work on, no doubt. We'll hopefully see some of those improvements in this week's game.
2-2 at the moment, come up against Port Melbourne this weekend, who have been a yardstick of the competition for many years now under Gary Ayres. It's the TV game on Channel 7 down at Simmons Stadium on Saturday. A real big opportunity to get back on the winners list, but also start to set your season up and gain a bit of momentum. You've got a real big chance, especially at home, to set the right pattern for the next few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Port Melbourne, as we know, for years have been a really strong, competitive, unified side. So it's going to be a challenge, but one that we're keen for. So we know that they've got plenty of talent and are a big, competitive, strong side. So we'll hopefully play to our strengths and hopefully come away with a really good result. We love it being down on Simmons with a wide open spaces, so hopefully we can get a few of the young boys providing plenty of run for us and skills, obviously. But yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to set up the season properly. And the Channel 7 game, I think a few of the boys are really keen. I know a few of the young guys are in particular talking about getting their hair done and getting the fake tan out, so we're all everyone's up and about, ready to go.
Exciting weekend for the club, so really big opportunity. Ben, really appreciate your time here on VFL In Focus. All the best for the big clash between Port Melbourne and Geelong down at Simmons Stadium on Saturday, the Channel 7 Match of the Day. We look forward to following your progress throughout the rest of the 2015 Peter Jackson VFL season.
Good on you. Thanks very much for the call. Really appreciate it.